If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a set of questions for an outstanding guest. The outstanding guest is Mark Penn, who is head of cardiology at Summa Health in Akron. So we know that LeBron is safe if he can't make it to the Cleveland Clinic. And the other, the question that we had, and Mark was talking to us about the difference in repair by scars versus repair by healing, which leads to tumors. We have a series of questions, but one of them was striking to me, and so we may not get to all of the questions, but the one that was striking was, this person said, is the difference of why athletes are getting brain tumors and some athletes are getting dementia the difference between healing injury with scars or healing injury with cancer growth?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. That's a really insightful question. And exactly to the point of what we believe is going on. You know, this work started with the idea that we as mammals have really evolved to scar instead of heal in an attempt to minimize tumor. And it was really based on a hypothesis we put forth in 2000 that stem cell-based repair is a very natural process, but it doesn't work really well for us because we've evolved to downregulate the system. And what we've learned is how to turn that system on in a really meaningful way, and we've created drugs around it to study and hopefully treat heart failure, and we're doing these clinical trials at Summa Health System as well as other places through a company called Juventus Therapeutics. But, you know, one of the molecules we found that's so critical is stromal cell-derived factor 1, or SDF1. What's really interesting, and exactly to the point of the question, is brain tumors make a lot of SDF1. They create the environment for them to live, for that tumor to live and to grow. And one of the hypotheses, and exactly to Bonnie's question, is we think that people who scar and develop dementia really aren't able to turn that system on. And by not being able to turn that repair system on, they ultimately scar, and, you know, we know about scarring and amyloid deposits in dementia. Whereas people who can heal can actually help those tumors start. And all the things that we've learned that really make stem cells, adult stem cells, work really well are also things that tumors turn on. And so, you know, I think brain tumor is one of the more interesting ones because it really does create a microenvironment that really helps that tumor survive and live, and really is one of the reasons why glioblastoma is just such a difficult disease to treat. Whereas those people who develop dementia may not ever have a brain tumor, may not support the growth of that tumor, but they ultimately are scarring their injuries and having the consequences that we all know of for those loved ones who have dementia.
Now, this brings up a question that we had a guest on probably 5 months ago who had some very interesting data on after a stroke that you can essentially irradiate that area of the brain, but not with radiation, but with a red laser, which seemed to activate stem cell repair and regrowth of neurons in that area. So is that one of the things that is also happening? Can you use some form of energy to turn on these stem cell repair mechanisms?
Yes. So we have found this molecule, SDF1, to be turned on by red laser, turned on by scrubbing wounds. And we know when we scrub our wounds, they tend to heal. We've also developed a drug, which is a gene therapy, that turns it on in any organ we put it in. And that's kind of what's happening post-stroke in a program we've actually just recently started. But we're doing in heart failure, and we've treated a couple hundred patients now. And what we're doing is putting that drug in the heart to turn on the stem cell repair system, because what we know is in these patients, this system's been downregulated, and again, we believe in mammals, it's been downregulated to scar instead of heal in an attempt to minimize tumor. But we're able to turn these systems on. We haven't shown any evidence of any tumor growth because we're only turning them on for about 3 weeks. But once we turn it on, we're basically telling the body this tissue's been injured and come repair it. And clinically, it's worked very nicely. We've through three phase two trials. It actually works in sternal wound healing. We can get healing with much less scar after open heart surgery. We've done it in diabetics with critical limb ischemia. So again, we as mammals exist and still have this system in us. It's just we don't use it very well. You can imagine that if you had early tumor in life, you won't ever grow old enough to have babies, and so we don't survive. Whereas we never evolved against heart disease and the scarring because that allowed us to live long enough to have our babies. So we think this is an evolutionary trigger. It's something we've evolved into. But what's particularly exciting is if we take it, harness this either through red laser, drugs, even, you know, exercise when you have low blood flow to your legs will turn SDF1 on. This is a mechanism for us to try and heal ourselves. And
now,
depending on how we're genetically predisposed, it determines where we go in our life.
Well, David says, I have heart failure. Are the trials still open?
The trials are not open at this time. However, we will have a trial opening next summer. And David could get my info. I'm actually the director of cardiovascular research at SUMA. I don't want my chairman boss to be upset with me with the promotion you gave me. You can reach me at SUMA Health System, and I'd be happy to help David identify trials. There's a lot of other stem cell-based trials for heart failure out there, and always happy to help people find them.
And the next question is a very interesting one. Does that mean if I'm 50, I have a very bad family history, but normal LDL and other things, have not had a heart attack yet, but my doctor has been talking to me about prophylaxis because of my bad family history. I had a couple of brothers die in their 40s, and my father and mother both died in their 50s of heart disease, and talked to me about starting statins, DHA, and aspirin as prophylaxis. Does that mean I should probably do this since that's my genetics, heal with scars that kill me?
So as a cardiologist, I think, you know, folks like this gentleman who come to me and say, I'm the oldest living male in my family. I think we do need to be very aggressive with those patients with things like aspirin and cholesterol-lowering medicine. That said, also, not a good time to take up smoking. It's a good time to really watch your diet. It's very important to exercise, minimize stress, maximize, your overall sense of well-being to try and minimize all those things. Actually help activate and repair your body to minimize those things to try and prevent it. But also the medical therapy, contemporary therapy is also very important.
We've been talking with a great guest, Mark Penn, who's head of cardiovascular research at SUMA Health Systems. Spectacular session. Hope you can come back next week. We'll live again. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. You can get us archived at any time at radiomd.com. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, Antioxidants. They destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott-Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.